Good morning. You're listening to Faith in Crisis, a half-hour show produced by the City Mission for the 2018 holiday season to discuss urgent and critical needs of people experiencing crisis in Cleveland. I'm your host, Caroline Stoltzfus. Happy Thanksgiving to all. What a joy it is to be here with you this morning, thinking on the things that God has shown us over the year and expressing our gratitude for His providence in our life. Today, from the City Mission, we want to share with you, from many different perspectives, why our employees and staff members are very thankful to be in the roles that we have. Whether we're working in fundraising, in the kitchen, on security staff, or directly with clients as caseworkers or program managers. And we hope it's an encouragement to you as you look on to what God has for you in the new year. We're certainly thankful for each one of you. Without your support, your time, talents, and treasure, we wouldn't be privileged enough to see the heart change that's happening here every day at the City Mission. Personally, that's what I'm most thankful for this year. To be in a position where I get to hear so frequently the change that's happening in people's lives. It's incredible when they really understand that God's gift of grace is free, that they don't owe anybody anything, but that they are accepted and loved in Him. And because of that, they turn their thankfulness into action. They're grateful for the food, the shelter, the clothing, the tools that they get to have for a new life, but most of all, for the grace that Christ offers us, a chance to start anew, to have a restored heart, a restored mind, a restored soul, and a restored life. Thank you for making these stories of change possible, and I'm excited to share what the rest of my co-workers are thankful for as they reflect on their year at the City Mission.
Hi, my name is Jamie Buxton, and I'm the Internship and Volunteer Services Supervisor at the City Mission. I'm incredibly grateful to be in my 13th year of working at the City Mission because it allows me to continue to do what Christ has called me to do in serving people and then coming alongside people and helping them come to an understanding of what we do and helping them then be part of our programs in volunteering and interning and hopefully then seeing what Christ has in store for their lives as well.
I'm Patty Badanza. I'm the controller with the City Mission, which just means that I handle the finances and pay the bills and report on our finances for the mission. And I always like to say that that title is God's greatest joke on me because there was a point in time where He literally said to me, "You have to see that you can't be in control." And then He gave me the title. So He is funny. So what am I thankful for? So I'm very thankful that God called me into ministry at the City Mission, and there are several reasons for that. The first being, of course, that lives are literally changed here. Every time I go to a graduation ceremony and hear our clients talk about who they were when they first came here and then how they've grown and changed in Christ through the classes, encouragement, and discipleship of our staff, I fall more in love with Jesus. He meets me, He meets you, and He meets our clients right where we're at. He doesn't say, "Clean yourself up, then come to me." He says, "Come to me and I'll make you new." And our clients are beautiful examples of His great compassion and love. And the second reason I'm thankful that God called me into ministry at the City Mission is that I get to see the generosity of Clevelanders. The fact is that we are fully supported by private individuals, foundations, and corporations. We receive no government funding at all. Our donors are so generous, every dollar that comes to us is a dollar that could have been spent anywhere else. But our donors show the compassion and love of Christ by sending us a portion of what God has given them because they know God is changing lives here. The third reason that I'm thankful that God called me into ministry at the City Mission is because I, a businesswoman with a banking background and the gift of administration, get to be used by God in ministry. I'm thankful that I get to support our staff and the workings of the mission by all the detail work that so few people enjoy doing. Because I get to do this work, those who are gifted in working directly with the clients don't have to worry about how the bills are getting paid or handling audits or insurance renewals, all the nitty-gritty things that have to be done in any organization. I'm so thankful that God gifts each one of us differently and invites us into His work. The City Mission is the body of Christ. Each staff member, client, and volunteer use our own gifting so that everyone else can use theirs, and together we function as the city mission in reaching hearts and changing lives for Christ.
My name is Joshua Foote. I'm the Marketing and Communications Director here at the City Mission. This morning, actually, we were talking about just all the different things that are happening and things we're planning on, and I was asked to close in prayer, and I was immediately struck with just how important thankfulness is to keep us in touch and aware of what God's doing. There's just so much evidence of God working in my personal life while I'm here, through friends and through the challenges that are part of my job that I see God work through. And I get to talk with and hear the stories of people whose lives are changed here. And so God makes himself present, and I'm constantly thankful for both for that and all these things that are part of it. I'm very grateful for and are kind of daily reminders. And as we know challenges will come, just right now I'm very much storing those up and grateful to have a large storehouse of things that I'm prepared for the future for. You know, I can keep going back and saying, no, God's working. Look how he worked here, and look how the way he made this turn out, and what he's provided for us. And so that's kind of what's on my mind.
A reading of thankfulness from 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we renounce secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believe, therefore I have spoken." Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
My name is Patty, and I work in data processing and as the receptionist. This year, I have had a number of encounters with people who need our help in so many ways. And just recently, a young lady came in from the streets, and she wanted prayer. And the Lord gave me the opportunity to share with this woman, to pray for her and to pray for what was going on around her. And she touched my heart because she's a woman who will probably stay on the streets until the Lord can reach her for us. She is someone who is worthy of our help, and I'm going to continue to pray for her that one day we will be able to have her come into our shelters, and then we can just love her the way that she needs to be loved.
Well, my name is Justin Ross, and I'm the Resource Center Supervisor at the Crossroads program. I tell the guys, and have mentioned this in chapel, that Jesus was born into a low-income family, and Mary and Joseph were effectively homeless when they were traveling to Bethlehem, and there was no shelter, so they had to go into what is almost literally an overflow shelter, into a barn, because there wasn't a home or a space for them. There wasn't housing for them in Bethlehem. And that we want to over-spiritualize that, but like when Jesus actually enters into the world, he enters into a crisis center. He enters into those low places, you know, where there's animals and a barn, and it's like there's no... is there food there? I mean, I don't know, you know, and... you know, here's this innkeeper who's sort of, I don't know if he's sort of improv, it's just an improv move. He's like, well, come into the manger. And but the messiness that Jesus comes into, and we want to make it into this beautiful scene at Christmas, but it's really a very messy situation where they're really kind of out there. And so I want to say that because Jesus is concerned about, he's deeply concerned about people that are at the bottom. You know, that's where he elects to come into the world, is at the bottom. And so he's always present there. He's always present in those places of weakness and brokenness. Because that's the best place that he can show that he's actually doing it, that the work is actually God's and not us and what we can kind of produce on our own. So God is the God of the weak, broken people that don't have a place to go, and that's where he chooses to enter into the world.
My name is Emily Van Vrenken, and I am the Volunteer and Internship Services Assistant, which just means that I just help get our volunteers connected and help to oversee our interns while they're here. I am just extremely grateful that the work that we do here at the City Mission is ministry. Even though we are a business of sorts, we're also the church, and that means that we get to partake in ministry every day, and that doesn't really matter what our role here is. And so one of my favorite things is that we get to interact with our clients as well, and I had a really unique opportunity this spring to get to work with some of our ladies and help them train for our 5K run. So me and a couple other staff members, we got to about 3 times a week, we were out there running with the ladies, and it was just a really, really sweet experience to get to watch them just work hard for something, and just to see that they're able to do it. And for a lot of them, like, this was their first time really completing something and seeing something all the way through. And so it was just really, really special time to get to watch them just feel empowered. And we got to run the race with them and just encourage them and watch them succeed. So I'm so grateful for opportunities like that where we can use even just things that we're interested in, like running, to invest in our clients and just to encourage them and see them really grow. And I think that experience, getting to train with the ladies, really just it's just such a beautiful reminder of the way that that God transforms us, and just the fact that he came to Earth and took on our human form, and he understands just all of the emotions we feel, and he understands the struggles we go through, and that just changes the way that we do life and the way that we can tackle the hard things that come our way. And I think we got to see that in the ladies, and they really had to push through a lot of struggles through the training. And it's just such a beautiful reminder of the way that the Lord can make us new. And just so thankful for the fact that he came to Earth and wanted to dwell with us, and that just changes the way that we go about life. And we know that we have a comforter who understands because he came here and took on our sin. And so just so grateful for the glimpses of just his glory and his beauty that we get to see in our clients every day. And just grateful for the chance to do ministry here at the City Mission with so many wonderful staff members and volunteers and interns and just all the people who come around and support the mission.
My name is Karen and I work in data processing. I am so grateful for the privilege to work here at the City Mission. First, I have to say that I work with the best people anyone could ask to work with. And of course, I have to say our donors and volunteers are second to none. I thank God for the blessing of all of you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And the scripture verse I'd like to share is from Colossians 3:15. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
My name's Mark Ballinger, and I'm the interim program manager here at the Crossroads Men's Crisis Center. So what that means is I assist the staff with all the different needs that they work with the clients on, whether that be case management or providing immediate emergency needs such as clothing and hygiene and obviously shelter. So all the programming, all the staff needs, client needs, I try to help lead those areas. I'm thankful to be a part of the City Mission because as a Christian, a lot of times you want to help. And sometimes, oddly enough, it can be hard to find people who want your help. You know, it'd be great to just, you know, help someone who's struggling with housing or income or in need of some crisis intervention. But, you know, in a normal day, in someone's normal life, you don't really get presented with that opportunity very often. But here at the City Mission, I really appreciate the client's willingness to ask for help, to receive help, and to really give me the opportunity to pour into their life. That's why I love working here. I'm thankful, again, just to have the opportunity to meet people in need and who are genuinely open to receiving help, which, you know, can be a very hard thing to find at times for people who just are open to receiving what you have to say. So that's one thing I really appreciate about working here.
Kara Hoon, contract accounting. I'm a consultant for the City Mission as far as accounting goes, so anything that they need a little help with. I'm thankful that I get to be a part of an organization that helps so many people. Well, see, I first started with the City Mission back when I was working for their auditors. You know, I just got to learn a lot about the organization, and I never really heard about it before then. And I've been to a couple of events, like Laura's Home had when they first opened up. They had, you know, some of the ladies speaking, and it really, you know, touched me that the things that some of these ladies have gone through, and like the kids and stuff too. I ended up, you know, quitting after I had my first kid, and you know, I'm looking for something to go back into and still be flexible. You know, it really has meant a lot to me that I'm still able to, you know, work, but also be home with my kids.
reading from Psalm 107.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from the east and the west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
Hi, my name is Michael Perry, and I work in the area of development or fundraising here at the City Mission. And I'm especially grateful to be working at the City Mission because it provides me an opportunity to serve humanity, especially the men, women, and children who come to the City Mission in a state of crisis and need the help and the services that we provide. Working here also provides me an opportunity to merge my Christian faith with my vocation and my career. And a lot of people that I know say they're even envious of my ability to do that, to bring my Christian faith to work. Really, it's often a lot of fun to work here at the City Mission, especially with special events like our motorcycle ride and working with volunteers and community partners. It's really very gratifying to see how God is truly reaching hearts and changing lives here at the Mission, and to know that I've been a part of that and the chance to see the difference I make in the world in real time. I guess lastly, it honestly provides me a fair income, and that allows me to have a home and a car and a motorcycle and to be generous with others. So for all of those reasons, I am thankful to be at the City Mission.
I'm Bob Yohl. I've been here at the Mission for 13 years. I'm the facility manager, and today I'd just like to share a few of my comments on the holiday season at the City Mission, and what the men are going through, and what I perceive, and what I see, and what I witness as I minister to these men daily in my life. What a joy it is to be used by God here, as each of us can contest at the Mission, to be used by him to bring joy and hope into these men, women, and children's lives. Today I had a Bible study at 6 o'clock a.m. this morning with the men, and as I do daily for 13 years I've done, and it's just a joy to be able to sit down with men and talk about their lives and how God's working in their lives. And one man this week really shared something that touched my life. He just came out of prison last week, and he did 5 years in prison. He's still not home with his family and his children, but he just shared with us about the joy of being able to share Christmas with us this year in this circle and with the men that are at the Mission and the staff. It's just such a great leap from where he's been for 5 years, and with no joy or hope or anything in the darkness that he was in prison. And he says, you know, this year is a great time for me, but I know next year is going to even be better. So I just look forward to that, but I'm going to enjoy the season as it is right now. You know, as it says in John 20, Thomas was, he was a doubter, and I consider myself, that's where I was in my life too, as a doubter about Jesus. And then when Jesus came to speak to Thomas, and he came into a locked room, and he said, "Peace be with you." You know, he wanted Thomas to stop doubting and believe. And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And I think that's our greatest achievement here is to hear these men say, "My Lord and my God," and receive him and grasp on to his goodness in their lives. And so the best thing that they could receive this holiday season is Jesus' presence in their lives and to believe, you know. You know, Jesus said, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And so these men, some of them come in here very hurt and overburdened with much pain and suffering in their lives. And it's just such a great joy for each one of us here at the Mission to witness them as they come out of the darkness and start to see the light, which is Jesus Christ. And as they do that, great things start to happen in their lives. We see families reconcile. We see job opportunities open up. We see housing open up. We just see great things happen in their lives. And so we just pray this at this time of year, as these men go through it, that they can put their hope and faith and joy into Jesus got something better for them, and that he can open up and reconcile any relationship in their families, in their jobs, just anything, in their homes. A lot of them have lost almost everything in their life. And you know what? Sometimes I believe Christ has to take away some of our stuff, maybe even some of the stuff that we find under our Christmas trees, so that he can fill that void in our lives. And so that's my prayer this day, that these men's hearts are filled with Jesus' presence, and that the voids in their lives are filled with great things, not material things, but only the things that Jesus can bring into their lives.
I'm Tori, and I'm the HR assistant at the City Mission. I'm really thankful to work in a workplace that I'm able to share the gospel with people every day and have the freedom to do that. In a lot of workplaces, you're not allowed to, and you're discouraged from talking about your religion, but at the City Mission, we have gospel conversations almost every day and talk about how we're learning and growing in our faith, and it's really cool to have that opportunity to share that bond with coworkers. I had another job with a bigger corporation, and I didn't feel that I'd fit in really well there. But at the same mission, I really found a home and a family, and I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Wherever you're having Thanksgiving dinner today, we hope you have safe travels and a heart full of thankfulness. What an honor it is to share these words with you and to know that we're working together to help so many others find grace and peace this holiday season at the City Mission. Tune in again next week for our latest episode of Faith in Crisis. We'll be interviewing Rich Trickle and Linda Uvegas, our CEO and COO, about the current state of homelessness in Cleveland. And if you'd like to learn more about the City Mission, you can visit our website, www.thecitymission.org, to learn more. May God bless you on this Thanksgiving Day.